Lesson B. Developing Listening Skills. Listening. A Group Discussion. A. Listening for Main Ideas. Page 76.
For our presentation on how people are affected by drought, here's some information about drought in a region called the Murray-Darling Basin. That's the biggest agricultural area in Australia. The city of Adelaide is there. In some places in the region, it hasn't rained once in 7 years. Can you imagine?
Wow, that's unbelievable.
I know. The article has some really good photos. Maybe we can show them to the class. Look, here's one of a farm family. Their name is Adlington.
They sure don't look happy. What does their farm produce?
Milk. They used to have 500 cattle, and now they only have 70, because grass is so scarce.
Really? Wait a minute. In class, Professor Larson said that river is used for irrigation in Australia. What's it called? The Murray River?
Yeah, that's right. But the normal water level of the river is now extremely low. The government allocated most of the water to the city of Adelaide for domestic use and to big industrial farms. The law says that some water has to stay in the river for the fish and animals, so there's not much left for agriculture.
Well, in my opinion, water is the most important resource a place has, and cities are the top priority. I mean, that's where most people live.
And here's a picture of a lake in another part of Australia that's almost disappeared, called Lake Boga. Look at this. Now all the water in Lake Boga is used by farmers.
That's unbelievable. It's totally gone.
The article said Lake Boga used to be a vacation place. Now it's in crisis. No one stays in the hotels, and the whole town smells like dead fish.
Ugh, that's really sad. But I think growing food is the most important consideration.
Look, this photo shows an urgent meeting for rice farmers, talking about how the government reduced their water allocation. The guy in the middle, Frank Whalen, started one of the first rice farms in Australia in 1962. The article says Australia used to grow 1 million tons of rice a year, but now they only grow 21,000 tons.
You're kidding! And the world needs a lot more food.
But doesn't rice need a lot of water to grow? Maybe Australia isn't the best place for rice farms.
That just doesn't sound fair. It seems like the farmers have to give their water to industry and everyone else.
Not exactly. There are a lot of water rules and restrictions in Australian cities, too. For example, the article says that water is collected in showers and used to water gardens.
Seriously?
Yeah,